Good morning and welcome to Simply CRE. It's Friday, April 19th. On today's show, Equity Multiple is bullish on the industrial real estate sector, bringing opportunities to individual investors. Commercial real estate foreclosures jumped 117% in March as trouble looms. Plus, CRE Broker Magazine, a new beacon for commercial real estate professionals, is announced by Massimo Group. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply CRE. We start off with some news from the world of commercial real estate investing. Equity Multiple, a leading real estate investment platform, is doubling down on the industrial real estate sector. The firm believes this market segment has significant growth potential and is offering individual accredited investors unique opportunities to invest. For more, we're joined by Simply CRE correspondent James. So what's behind Equity Multiple's bullish outlook on industrial real estate?
Equity Multiple's latest market analysis highlights several key factors driving optimism in the industrial sector. First, the continued growth of e-commerce is expected to increase demand for warehouse and distribution centers. In fact, the firm projects industrial rental growth of 3% annually over the next 5 years, outpacing many other real estate categories. Equity Multiple also points to the sector's historical occupancy rate of over 90% in key markets as a sign of strong and sustained demand.
What specific data points is Equity Multiple looking at to support their investment thesis?
Well, David, in 2023, nominal growth in e-commerce outpaced brick-and-mortar retail by 7.5% to 2.7% respectively. And with e-commerce generally requiring 3 times the physical footprint of traditional retail, this is a significant demand driver that's projected to account for around 25% of net absorption in the industrial sector over the next 5 years. Equity Multiple is taking a very data-driven approach, looking at broader economic indicators and conducting rigorous market evaluations to identify strategic investment opportunities.
Can you give us an example of a recent industrial investment Equity Multiple has made?
Sure. The firm recently closed on an equity investment called Northern NJ Infill Industrial in partnership with Snowball Developments. This is an experienced operator Equity Multiple has worked with before that has significant expertise in both the industrial sector and the local Northern New Jersey market, which along with New York ranks in the top 12 industrial markets according to Equity Multiple's analysis.
What other markets is Equity Multiple eyeing for industrial investments in the near term?
The firm has its sights set on Orlando, which ranks 3rd in its industrial market scoring system. Orlando is forecast to experience over 5% growth in the coming years. By focusing on high-potential markets like this, Equity Multiple aims to provide investors access to specialized opportunities that can deliver above-market returns.
It certainly seems like Equity Multiple is taking a forward-looking, almost anticipatory approach to the industrial sector. Any final thoughts on their strategy?
I think it really comes down to Equity Multiple positioning itself as a thought leader in the real estate investment space. By proactively identifying sectors with strong growth potential, like industrial, and then providing individual investors access to those opportunities, they're staying ahead of the curve. As Chief Investment Officer Marius Schulzen put it, their goal is to offer investors a gateway to premium commercial real estate that stands to benefit from major economic shifts and sector-specific growth.
Thanks for breaking this down for us, James. Shifting gears now to the commercial real estate market, foreclosures jumped a staggering 117% in March compared to the same time last year, according to a new report from real estate data provider Atom. The sector is starting to buckle under the weight of higher interest rates and the shift to remote work. For more on this troubling trend, we turn to our correspondent. What can you tell us about these latest foreclosure figures?
The Atom report found there were 625 commercial real estate foreclosures in March. While that's up 6% in February, it represents a 117% surge from March of last year. California had the highest number of commercial foreclosures last month at 187 properties. That's actually an 8% decrease from February in California, but a stunning 405% jump compared to a year ago.
Commercial foreclosures have been steadily rising for a while now, correct? What's behind this concerning trend?
That's right. Commercial foreclosures have been increasing since hitting a record low of just 141 properties in May 2020. At that time, many lenders were offering forbearance to commercial borrowers to help them stay afloat during the pandemic. But most of those agreements have now expired. On top of that, the commercial real estate market is grappling with higher interest rates and declining demand for office space as more companies allow remote work.
Higher interest rates are certainly putting a strain on commercial borrowers. Can you explain the scope of the debt that will be coming due in the near future?
The Mortgage Bankers Association reports that about $1.5 trillion in commercial mortgage debt is set to mature by the end of 2025. This year alone, roughly $929 billion worth of commercial real estate loans will come due. Borrowers are facing the prospect of refinancing at significantly higher rates or selling their properties at a loss, given the decline in property values brought on by the remote work trend.
This is certainly a precarious situation. I understand small and regional banks are heavily exposed to the commercial real estate market. How could that impact the broader financial system?
You're right, David. Small and regional banks hold about 80% of the commercial real estate sector's outstanding debt. There are concerns that the recent turmoil in the banking sector, sparked by the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank, could lead to much tighter lending standards. During a credit crunch, it becomes very difficult for businesses to secure loans. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell acknowledged in March that commercial real estate woes will likely lead to some bank failures, but said he doesn't believe they pose a systemic risk to the financial system.
Thanks for that insight and analysis. We'll certainly be keeping a close eye on the commercial real estate market in the months ahead. Speaking of which, the Massimo Group, a leading force in commercial real estate consulting, has just announced the launch of CRE Broker Magazine, an innovative new resource for commercial real estate professionals. The magazine aims to provide industry best practices, guidance, and insights to help brokers navigate the complexities of the market. For more on this, we're joined by Simply CRE correspondent Michael. So what can you tell us about the motivation behind launching this new magazine?
The Massimo Group recognizes the challenges that commercial real estate brokers face in today's market. Their goal with CRE Broker Magazine is to create a reliable, authoritative source of information to help brokers succeed. In the words of Rod Santamassimo, the founder and president of the Massimo Group, they aim to provide the tools and knowledge brokers need to navigate market complexities and achieve dominance in their field.
And it seems the magazine has already made quite an impact in just its first 24 hours. Is that right?
Absolutely. The inaugural spring 2024 edition has garnered over 4,200 views from brokers across 27 different countries. This global reach demonstrates the high demand for this type of resource in the commercial real estate community.
So what kind of content can readers expect to find in CRE Broker Magazine?
The magazine offers a wide range of insights. Readers will learn effective brokerage strategies to maintain a robust pipeline of opportunities. They'll also discover how AI can revolutionize real estate strategies, improve decision-making, and streamline operations. The magazine also covers topics like social media brand building and provides multimedia content like articles, videos, and audio to cater to different learning preferences.
It sounds like the magazine is really focused on providing actionable insights and strategies. What other benefits does it offer to commercial real estate professionals?
In addition to the educational content, each issue will cover current events to keep readers informed about the latest happenings in commercial lending and real estate. The magazine also encourages networking, helping readers form and strengthen professional connections within the CRE community.
And I understand the Massimo Group is also launching some ad campaigns alongside the magazine. What can you tell us about those?
That's right. They're rolling out two key campaigns. The first, Transform the CRE Brokerage Pipeline, offers a complimentary issue with proven strategies to fundamentally transform CRE businesses. The second, Master CRE Success Tactics, reveals top strategies from leading CRE experts in a free guide.
CRE Broker Magazine certainly sounds poised to become an invaluable resource for commercial real estate professionals. Thanks, Michael. Now, let's take a broader look at the industry. Commercial real estate is facing some significant challenges, with office space in particular under a lot of stress. For more on this, we're joined now by Simply CRE correspondent Abby. So Abby, what are we seeing in terms of the health of the commercial real estate market right now?
The commercial real estate market is definitely feeling the impact of high interest rates and the shift to remote work that happened during the pandemic. According to data from Adam, commercial property foreclosures were up a staggering 117% from March 2023 to March 2024. And experts say the office sector is bearing the brunt of this stress. Susan Wachter, a real estate professor at Wharton, says commercial office space is in a significant recession, with declines rivaling what we saw during the Great Financial Crisis. While she believes the crisis is contained for now, it's still a slow-moving one that is causing a lot of pain for building owners struggling with high vacancy rates and not enough rental income to cover their loans.
That certainly paints a concerning picture. What about the impact on banks that have made a lot of these commercial real estate loans?
Analysts say the biggest banks should be able to weather the storm, but smaller local and regional banks with heavy exposure to commercial real estate could be in trouble. Suri Sharma at Morningstar notes that some of these banks may have 40 to 50% of their loan portfolios in commercial real estate. So if things continue to deteriorate, there is a real risk that some of these institutions could fail. We've already seen the pressure in recent earnings reports from several regional banks, with profits falling due in part to the commercial real estate woes.
Are there any bright spots in the commercial real estate sector, or is it all doom and gloom?
While office is clearly the weakest link, some other areas of commercial real estate are faring better. Ken Simonson, chief economist at Associated General Contractors of America, says the industrial property segment is seeing very strong growth, driven by demand for data centers, manufacturing plants, infrastructure projects, and renewable power facilities. The retail sector is also in relatively good shape, according to analysts, and a wave of new multifamily apartment buildings is set to hit the market soon, which could shift the dynamics in that corner of the market.
As you mentioned, a lot seems to hinge on the trajectory of the broader economy. What are experts saying about how that could play out?
Professor Wachter believes that as long as we continue to see solid economic growth without a spike in interest rates or a recession, the commercial real estate pain will remain relatively contained and won't spiral into a broader crisis. But it's a precarious balance. If economic conditions take a turn for the worse, the stress in the commercial property market could quickly escalate and spread. For now, building owners, banks, and regulators are all keeping a very close eye on the situation.
Thanks to Abby for walking us through that complex and evolving situation in the world of commercial real estate. We'll continue monitoring the story as it unfolds. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply CRE. We'll see you back here tomorrow.